Guinean fisherman Soriba Kamara has a difficult time making his pirogue start. He screams instructions to his three-man crew as his pirogue sets out to sea for an early morning expedition. While his team casts out nets, Kamara explains some of the problem he faces. He says the government should sell tax-free gasoline to fishermen because he says regular gasoline prices are too expensive. He says fishermen also need microcredit programs to invest in nets, motors, and repairs. When the smaller boats, such as Kamara's, return to shore with their catch, they are met by shouting middlemen waiting knee-deep in shorebreak water. Some of the smaller fish, which are meant for the local market, are plopped on the beach and given to market women like Phoebia Musa. She says she often buys the fish on credit or pays for them with different services like cooking or even prostitution.
It's very difficult, uncle, because we don't have money to buy fish unless we help these fishermen before we get the things before we get some money to eat. So this is the problem. We don't have sight to sleep. Sometimes we need to sleep on this beach.
Up narrow stairs to the dock, other market women act as barterers to price bigger species, including tuna, which are reserved for European and Asian markets. Conakry-based lawyer Alfauma Sisavane says traditional fishermen are being marginalized by this whole process. He says Guinean fishermen should be selling their catches directly and that there are too many middlemen working for foreigners. Sisavane says Guinea's government should at least rework fishing agreements to ensure more Guinean nationals are hired on foreign boats. The president of Guinea's Association for Traditional Fishermen, Isiaga Dafe, also has complaints.
À l'époque, les trois ministres qui ont signé l'arrêté conjoint.
He is unhappy with a recent request from Guinea's unions, which was followed through by the government to ban certain fish exports. The idea was to ensure their availability on local markets at cheaper prices. But instead, the ban has created illegal export channels, further reducing revenues for fishermen. A government official meeting other officials at one of the docks in Conakry, Suba Kamara, says traditional fishermen are also victims of nighttime attacks by pirate boats. He says the government has no way to monitor or stop this. Traditional fishermen have reserved waters close to shore, while foreign-owned industrial boats are supposed to limit themselves to deep-sea fishing. Kamara says no one knows who is behind the pirate attacks. He says some of the bigger boats also catch small fish they are not supposed to, which they use to feed livestock in their countries. Other big boats, he says, kill small fish they do not need with their big nets and throw them back into the ocean, disrupting both the seabed's ecosystem and depriving local markets. One fisherman, Mamadou Kamara, tries to support his family with a boat he calls Have Confidence. He says he has a hard time paying for food, electricity, and school bills. Kamara says he is too discouraged to train his eldest son to become a fisherman and instead pushes him to stay in school. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Conakry.